USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. The country's health minister, through an interpreter.
41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a two-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. The White House has announced that the al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding. He's declared a state of emergency due to the heavy rain. At least four people have been killed in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and also Tennessee. The Democrats' race for the White House is neck and neck. USA Radio's Robin Walensky explains.
After the debacle in Iowa, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday, and then it's off to South Carolina. We could see three different winners in three different states. As it stands, Mayor Pete winning Iowa by a razor-thin margin. In fact, the head of the party there actually calling for a recount. Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up and be the winner. Biden not campaigning at all Thursday in New Hampshire, no events on his schedule.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's more trouble brewing for the Speaker of the House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives, she embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
A public memorial for a Los Angeles Laker icon, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter Tiana, and seven other people killed in the helicopter crash in January will be held later this month. The memorial will be held at the Staples Center in L.A. on February 24th, according to the Los Angeles Times. For weeks, people have been gathered outside of the stadium and the site in Calabasas, where the plane crashed, killing Bryant, his daughter, Alyssa Altobelli, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Peyton Chester, Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, and Ara Zobayan on January 26th. The Lakers held a tribute for Bryant and the other victims during their game against the Portland Trail Blazers last Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said last week that the city was preparing for a memorial that will serve as a reminder of how much unity they have. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.